You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are on the road. It is a three-game set with Minnesota. Middle game happening tonight. W last night. But the big news is Ohtani. Three, as of last night, 303 strikeouts. I mean, that guy is incredible. And still hitting home runs. And as Lou mentioned to me, 14 wins in terms of the pitching record. And, he is amazing to watch and amazing to see. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the SoCal Restaurant Show, putting it all together. Thanks for being out there. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And as a matter of fact, if you either go to our Facebook or Instagram feed right now, you will see some provocative food imagery of the food that is available at the Chateau Anna Maria, which is on Anna Maria Island, which I had the good fortune of visiting actually a week ago today, and very impressed with the operation. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Regular listeners, or actually regular viewers of the Food Network, may remember a series by the name of Summer Rush, which took you behind the scenes into two generations of a restaurant family that operate in the Adirondacks. Recently, a branch of that family, that being Jennifer and Buddy Foy Jr., have actually expanded from New York to Anna Maria Island in Florida. This is the Chateau Anna Maria. I had a chance to meet these folks when I was in the Anna Maria Island and St. Petersburg area a little earlier in the week. Had a chance to dine at Chateau Anna Maria. Fun people, really working hard, second generation family restaurateurs, and I definitely wanted to share them with our listening audience. So, live from Anna Maria Island in Florida this morning, we are joined by restaurateurs Buddy and Jennifer Foy. Lady and gentlemen, good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Jennifer, I really enjoyed your hospitality last Saturday evening at Chateau Anna Maria and getting a chance to know your story a little bit. Buddy was up in the Adirondacks at the time, but as coincidence would have it, earlier in the week, we bumped into each other at the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association conference in St. Petersburg. And Buddy, in a half hour, I think we were best of friends. What do you think?
Andrew, it was such a coincidence to meet you. It was awesome. The event was phenomenal, and I'm so glad we ran into each other.
No, I am too, Buddy, because it just makes for a better conversation. Foyce, let's back up a little bit. Buddy, you're a second-generation restaurateur. You have Irish heritage. Jennifer has Italian heritage. It's obvious that Jennifer is kind of the style maven of the Chateau brand. You're more of, kind of on the operations side. Your parents, Buddy, operate a casual restaurant in that area of the Adirondacks. Your other restaurant, your first restaurant, Chateau on the Lake, is fine dining. What motivated you to feel that fine dining was the way to initially go?
Well, up in the Adirondacks, the restaurants are all very similar in cuisine, and it's typically great bar eats. Your chicken fingers, your nachos, your chicken sandwiches, your burgers, which are great and necessary. It limited a fine dining alternative. And that's something I thought my wife and I, as we vacationed to the Adirondacks, to Lake George, when we used to own our internet business down in New Jersey, we were always saying, man, I really wish we could go out for a nice meal. And then when we exited our internet business, being that I grew up in the restaurant business until I was 10 years old, it was a natural for us. And every time we traveled, no matter where we were, I would say to my wife, man, this would go great in Bolton Landing. So I couldn't wait to go back to my hometown eventually and bring something different that added value to the community. And the fine dining is something that we thought would change the community up a little bit. It wouldn't compete with people I grew up with, including my parents and my brother, who have a restaurant also, individually. And we just thought a niche would be fine dining. And fortunately for us, it worked out for us. We actually, it's actually the top 10, 100, it's ranked the top 100 most romantic and top 100 most scenic restaurant in America by Open Table.
Well, buddy, you have an incredible setting there in Bolton Landing. Let's bring Jennifer into the conversation. Jennifer, tell us a little bit about the setting of the Chateau on the Lake, because you actually are on the lake with a lake view. But, you know, give us a little bit of the visual, the layout, for those folks that might not have seen any of the episodes of Summer Rush, because it's really an incredible location.
It is. It was actually an old Victorian home that we converted to commercial for commercial use and put a restaurant in there. And we have an inn. It's actually an inn upstairs, and it's for adults only upstairs. But the restaurant setting is on the lake with a huge lawn. It's in the center of town, believe it or not, but it's set back. So a long driveway that people... We love this. We call them the stumblers that come down this long driveway to check things out, and they stumble upon this fairy tale land of an environment where you can just kind of relax, get dressed up, and enjoy yourselves, from cocktails to a nice fine dining meal, which is very different than the majority of the restaurants in that town. So we felt like if we were going to contribute to the town, we wanted it to be something different, like Buddy was saying. So it is more of something that is on the lake. It's a hidden gem, like I said, straight in the center of town, but such a different experience than the majority of what you think of in the Adirondacks.
Well, Jen, it's a picture postcard. I mean, you know, again, that setting is unrivaled. But, Buddy, the challenge of Chateau on the Lake, is, as I see it, is your season is 3 months. Tell us how that works, because for a Southern Californian, you know, that's unusual. I mean, we can operate, obviously, 12 months of the year and depend on that. But, you know, having to do everything in 3 months, that's got to be a challenge.
It borderline psychotic to want to even operate in that environment. But, Andrew, I grew up in that environment, so I knew nothing else. My parents owned a restaurant for the last 25 years. I learned the culinary trait, you know, in that environment where I grew up working at the local restaurants. So, to me, I didn't know anything but 100 days of business. And you just work as hard as you possibly can, and you put your money away because it's going to be a long winter. So until I moved to Florida, and people think Florida's seasonal, Florida's at least 6 months. That's dramatically different than 90 days plus 10, right? Three months plus 10 more days added on top of that. So our seasonality in Florida doubled. So until we opened a restaurant in Florida, I really didn't appreciate how hard it was to operate a business in the Adirondacks for the season of 100 days. And 100 days was everyone's kids are going to become a professional athlete. Right. So we all got to get all the parents get back home by mid-August because they want to put their kids in all these leagues, because they're all eventually going to be, you know, breaking Michael Judge's record once he breaks Roger Maris. So that makes it even more difficult and even shorter.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, Buddy, you brought up something interesting. You know, you were a one-unit operator in the Adirondacks, a resort area, highly seasonal. Obviously, the business environment in New York is a little different than the business environment in Florida. I believe you have a brother that lives in Florida. But what initially attracted you to take on another restaurant, you know, particularly during the time of COVID?
Andrew, we wanted to absolutely expand because of our Food Network show. We wanted to take advantage of the notoriety, and we wanted to take advantage of that content. And how you do that is by expanding your brand physically in multiple locations. So we were in conversations with multiple landlords in New York. And when COVID came and we got shut down, we weren't stopping. We had to figure something out. We had a motivated workforce. We had people who love the culinary trade. We have a saying, don't come work for us if you apologize for being in the restaurant business. If you love what you do, you come join a team that loves what they do, which is the Chateau brand of restaurants. And what do you do when you got this motivated team, you got a state that's shut down, and you have all this content in a national TV show that at the time was ranked top 100 or top 50 cable programming in its time slot? So you take advantage of it. And what you got to do is just dig for gold. Just keep digging. And we found Florida opening up. And when the governor of Florida had announced that Florida, that every job was essential and he's going to open the economy up, we made phone calls to my brother who lives in Florida, like you said, a doctor friend of mine who grew up in Sarasota area. And my parents grew up or owned a home, on Anna Maria where they vacationed for the last 22 years on Anna Maria Island. So we were familiar with the island. Never did we dream there'd be availability because it's tight real estate and it's very sought after. But, you know, God was in our favor and the universe came together. And before you knew it, we found a location in Florida that fit our goals, which is expand the brand. Again, we just didn't think it would be, you know, an airplane ride away or, you know, a 24-hour car drive. We didn't think that COVID pushed or dealt us that hand of cards. And we also wanted to show our kids, look, at when adversity hits you, you don't lay down. You don't wait for anyone to take care of you. And you don't wait for things to get better. You figure it out and you march forward. And we say that now pretty calmly, but during the whole program or during the moment, it was very stressful, very unknown, and scary. But we had faith, and Jen and I make a great team, and we have a great surrounding of friends and family. And the community of Florida, the West Coast community, was unbelievably welcoming and helpful. I just my hair stands in my body when I think about it and talk about it.
So of course,
it all came together for us.
Buddy, we're going to hold it there. We need to take our top of the hour break. We are talking with restaurateurs Buddy and Jennifer Foy. They operate the Chateau on the Lake in Bolton Landing, New York, in the Adirondacks. And the newest is Chateau Anna Maria, launched in December of 2020, which is at the Waterline Villas and Marina Resort on Anna Maria Island. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.